Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, we've gone through al-mukhabara. Then we have al-muhaqala. And al-muhaqala is exactly like al-muzabana. What is the difference? The difference is al-muhaqala is referring to the standing crops, while al-muzabana is referring to dates when they're ripe, selling them with dried dates. Al-muhaqala is the same, but it is talking about the standing stuff versus the food stuff, whether it's wheat, barley, or whatever. So this is, inshallah, understood. Then the Prophet ﷺ forbade us from muzabana. We spoke about al-muzabana. And then the Prophet forbade selling the fruit until it's ripe, until it's in good condition to be consumed. And the Prophet ﷺ forbade that it's to be sold except by dinar and dirham, meaning that you cannot sell dates for dates unless with the conditions that we will come to. And this we will explain later on, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. So we open the floor for questions.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Question is that muzabana, is it referring to the barter system what we had in earlier days, you know, long back? Barter system, exchange for fruits or wheat, wheat exchange for ragi or rice, exchange for wheat, something like that, the barter system.
No, the muzabana is not referring to the system you're talking about where you can exchange food for something else. The issue of exchanging things is ongoing, and we're doing it at the moment. Countries are not buying in euros and dollars. We buy food for oil. Other companies sell minerals for wood. So the exchange is there, it's permissible. What's not permissible are the types or the six types that the Prophet mentioned, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is referring to these six types. So dates is included. Grapes is included under the food stuff as well. And grains, wheat and barley. So these types, one for one is forbidden. But if I want to buy, for example, a ton of grapes with 3 tons of wheat, any problem? No problem. But to buy grapes with raisin or raisin with grapes, this is prohibited because it is part of the riba that we will come to discuss, inshallah, later on.
Sheikh, assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
My question is more of a clarification. Back at the time of the Prophet, alayhi salam, the medium of exchange, as this brother was saying, was dates or wheat or barley or etc. Today, the medium of exchange is money, currency. So having said that, I personally feel that when you look at currency, you have dollars, you have rupees, you have euros, whole lot of things. So is it permissible or is it right to exchange $1 for 55 rupees? Keeping in mind that the medium of exchange is currency. A dollar is a currency, a rupee is a currency. So how can we exchange $1 for 55 rupees? So your thoughts on that, please.
My thoughts are translated and interpreted into another question to you. Did the Prophet ﷺ and his companions have money? No, thank you very much. What about the dirham and the dinar? What was that? It was currency. They had money. Dirham and the dinar are mentioned in the Quran. They had silver and gold as coins or as means of transaction. So yes, they had money. They used to buy things with dirham and dinar. There are numerous hadiths where the Prophet ﷺ gave money to his companions, and he, for example, gave him once a dinar to buy a sheep. And this companion of the Prophet ﷺ was a good businessman. So he went to the market, he bought a sheep for 1 dinar. Then he met someone, he sold him the sheep for 2 dinars, kept one and bought another sheep, went to the Prophet ﷺ with his dinar and a sheep. Yani 100%. Prophet, very good. And the Prophet ﷺ smiled and prayed for him that Allah would bless his bargains. The companion says, we were told that if this companion sold soil and sand, he would make profit because of the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Therefore, yes, they had money at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. As for your question, this will be described, inshallah, when we come to the chapter that deals with riba. Is it permissible to sell currency exchange, money exchange, high or less? We will, inshallah, come to discuss this in details, inshallah. Yes, Ridwan.
What do you think about the exchange offer that goes on in the market right now? Like, you know, they sell their old refrigerators in order to replace it with the new one. What do you think about that?
This, again, will come in the chapter that deals with riba. What's the ruling on exchanging my old car with a new car and putting money extra? Is there any problem? I'll give you a better example. What's the ruling on selling my expensive car for two cars? Is this considered to be riba or not? This we will come, inshallah, to discuss. See, without putting the foundations, we can have questions from here till morning because we do not understand the concept. Once we understand the hadith, the concept, then whenever you want to come, I'll give you an example. When we talk about things that nullify wudu, if we don't know them, the brother will say, excuse me, sir, I have a packet of cigarette. Does this nullify my wudu? I say, the things that nullify your wudu is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Zakallah khair. The other brother says, okay, Sheikh, I was walking, and then I saw a beautiful woman. And I looked at her for about 6 seconds, and then I said, Astaghfirullah. Does this nullify my wudu? Akhi, I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, but I did 6. I'm talking about the things that nullify wudu, not how many seconds. I said, oh, okay, thank you. Other brother says, so you keep on asking so many questions. But if you know the 1, 2, 3, 5, khalas. Anything that comes out, number 6, it doesn't affect. Why? Because we have the ground rules. Likewise, when we come to discuss riba, once you comprehend riba and you understand it, someone tells you, yeah, this transaction is riba. I said, no, I already understand the concept. It's not part of it. So, your question, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Question is very simple. Why is the markets very unpleasant place to go, according to one hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us in a hadith, some people do not consider it to be authentic, and that is, the worst places on earth are the markets. Why? Because as we know, markets, we know this from different hadiths, that the Prophet told us that transactions, alayhi salatu wasalam, transactions are filled with lying, with swearing, with deceit, and that is why you, the people of trade, should give a lot of money for sadaqah, for charity. Why? Because this is inevitable. If you go to the fish market, they sell in auctions usually, huh? They are in fish market, in vegetable market, people who display their goods. I'll sell this lot for so-and-so, and people bid. You will find a lot of fighting, a lot of swearing. You come to me and say, how much you want to sell your miswak for? Wallahi, I bought it for 5 rupees. And I did not buy it. It was a gift. And the Prophet told us, three will be punished severely on the Day of Judgment. Allah will not look at them. Allah would not have mercy on them. Allah would not purify their souls and would punish them severely. Who? One of them, the third one, is the one who sells by swearing. If you swear to me that this is so-and-so, I will believe you, because you used Allah's name. So Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them severely for that sin. Therefore, the market to go to is not a pleasant place. They lie. The Prophet went into the market once, alayhi salam, and saw a pile of food. He put his hand inside of it, and he finds wetness. You know, a pile of grain, a pile of wheat. But there is wetness inside. And he said, the owner of this, what is this? And the man said, oh, Prophet of Allah, it rained last night. So I turned it over so that people would not see the rain affecting it. He said, subhanAllah, why didn't you put it on top? He who cheats us is not from among us. And that is why the markets are an unpleasant place to go to. Nowadays, malls are even worse, because you go there, you saw women properly dressed, you see boys, you know, flirting with women, and you see lots of things that are un-Islamic. So we know the hadith. The Prophet says, whoever enters a market and says, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, Allah would write for him 1,000 thousand, meaning a million good deeds. And he raised a million bad deeds. SubhanAllah, if you only say this when you enter the market, but the majority of us enter the market, let's buy, let's do this, let's do that. And forget and neglect saying this hadith. Unfortunately, that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.